good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
You bring back.
that was our first song for the week, coming from an artist that goes by the name of Adassa Jorth. And she is originally from Africa. Now she's living in America. She is an ordained minister who has traveled over to 20 nations, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. And that was her latest single entitled Breathe Into My Bones, which is on her new album entitled The Sound of Intimacy. And this song is very, personal to her. She's very passionate about it. And I just love African music, man. I just love the sweet vibe that it brings when you listen to it, man. Great stuff, man. Coming from Adassa Jorth. Keep up the great work, man. And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the gifted members of one of the most popular R&B groups of all time. They do harmonizing gospel as well. The Veil Degree out of the legendary group The Whispers, along with the producer Magic. The Veil and Magic, welcome. How you doing, brothers?
Oh, man, it's good to be there.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
It's good to be with you, brothers, that's for sure.
The Whispers. I'm telling you, oh, my gosh, man. I hope you guys, Walter and Wallace, the twins and everyone doing okay.
Yes, they're doing great. They're doing fantastic.
All right.
Good day, Lavelle, and welcome to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. It is such a honor to have you here with us today. Your group, The Whispers, have played a major part in the music industry and has left a legacy that no man can change. But tell me something. How did the name Whispers came about for the group?
Oh, wow. Well, I'll kind of give you the abbreviated situation. They actually formed the group, mm-hmm. they met a gentleman by the name of Luke Bedell, and he heard them sing. And when he heard them sing, he was like, wow, you guys are, he was a record company that, that he was looking for groups and, something unique and stuff like that. And he heard the Whispers and he fell in love with the sound of the Whispers. And he said, you guys have this really sweet, soft sound, almost like a whisper. And so Scotty told me, he said, I'll tell you what, he says, hey, I think, man, you guys should be called the Whispers. And he said, well, if you give us a deal, you can call us anything you want. So that's how that name came about. Oh, and, so Lou Bedell was really instrumental in naming Whispers based on their sound. And they didn't care at that time. They were young and just wanted a record deal so they could, so the world could hear them. And that's how the Whispers name came about.
Yeah, that's a great name.
Yeah, man, for real, man. And that right there is a very interesting story, man. Awesome.
Along with all the rest of your music, you guys are still praising the Lord, and congrats on that. The Steppers mix of the Whispers song Praise His Holy Name is hitting it, man. And, you Magic, you had your foot in that, man, and I'm telling you guys put that together, man. Now, Magic, tell us about that song.
Well, the song is definitely a testament for the way we like to live our lives, which is praising His holy name. And the song, it has a lot of different arrangements, and I think that they're all great because they hit different demographics. And suddenly now it's being recognized by a lot of other demographics and a lot of other markets, which we're really excited about that.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Great to hear you guys, praising the Lord with the whisper sound and that harmonizing.
For real, man. And you guys still got what it takes, man. Awesome. Lavelle, there is a longtime fan of yours. Her name is Immaculata Hamilton, and she is from the Bahamas, and she has a question for you. She would like to know, was there ever a moment that the original Whisperers band wanted to form a band made up of their children?
Yeah, we probably would have liked to if we had children that could sing, but that never was an option. We never even thought about that at all, only because, I mean, our kids thought they could sing, but, you know, we let them keep on thinking it. We didn't want to steal their joy and steal their enthusiasm, you know, and hurt them. But we never had children that could actually, that we felt strong enough that would be able to go out there and be successful. And so you always want your children to be successful and, you know, or not be disappointed. So, no, we never thought about forming any, you know, children group.
Okay, I got you, man, you know. But, you know, sometimes it's just not the will of God, you know, because if it was, you know, they would have just, you know, came into the world built with that gift, man. Awesome, though.
Hey, Lavelle, I tell you, man, you and Magic, man, you guys keep up the great work. All of the Whisperers keep up the great work. What a sensational group, just a legendary group after all these years. Keep on doing it. Keep doing what you're doing because you're doing a great job. Keep up the great work. And thanks for joining us, Lavelle Degree and Magic.
Well, thank you guys, man. Thank you so much. And thank Landlord and Mike D. We just want to thank Bahamas and, you know, and all of the other places that this goes out to. We want to let you know that we appreciate you. The Whisperers appreciate you tremendously. Without you guys, you know, the Whisperers would not have the success that they have. And so we never wind up losing sight of that. And we just want to let you know how much we appreciate you. And we just hope that you continue to support the Whisperers. And we're going to continue to bring good music to you guys as long as the Lord keeps us on this planet.
Amen, brother. And we appreciate you guys also. And like Mike said, you guys just keep up the great work. It was really great to have you guys here with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. And we wish you all the best.
Hold it. Hey, Scotty, you know what? I think we need to take this praise to another level.
Go on, hit it.
Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name.
Praise His holy name.
Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name.
Yeah. Singing the birds fly in the sky. Hearing a newborn baby crying. Finding the apple of my eye. Makes me want to praise His
That is the Whispers. They've been singing since the early 1960s. Yeah, that's a long time. And they still sound great. Quite a testament to the longevity of the group and the appreciation that listeners have for the group all these years. Those are some crooning brothers there. And whether it's their R&B love songs or dance songs or their gospel music or Christmas songs, the Whispers always have been fantastic. The new mix of their song Praise His Holy Name is the latest from the group The Whispers. And that smooth sound of The Whispers sounds good in the neighborhood, blessing people with His holy name, landlord.
Yeah, Mike, those guys really can sing. You know, I grew up listening to their music, and I really, really love their music, man. You know, especially my mom. I could remember growing up, my mom would always play their music and dance to their music, and it's really good to see now that they are, you know, doing gospel and, you know, uplifting, using their music to uplift the kingdom of God. That right there is good stuff, and it is really great to have one of the members, Mr. Lavelle Decree from the Whisper Group, here with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. Coming up next is the artist from out of America. Her name is Frozine Lott Hayes. Check out her latest single entitled He Won't Fail.
When you're lonely, lost and confused,
He will be right there.
When your friends leave you all alone,
He will be right there.
Call
him, tell him what you want.
Call
Jesus, him, tell him what you want.
His line is never busy.
Tell him what you want.
Call
him, tell him what you want.
Rosine Lott Hayes as her song, He Won't Fail. And she has wanted the Lord to use her throughout the years, and the Lord has been using her through her music, her ministry, and more, Landlord.
Yeah, Mike, Frozen is always, always on point with a singing, man. She just loved music and she loved ministry, and she stay busy, but never too busy for ministry. You know, Frozen is one of the lead vocalists featured on two of the late Reverend C.L. Fairchild's performances, I've Got a Testimony, and Have You Tried Him, with the voices of the great, greater faith. And she has appeared on Nashville legendary gospel TV show and recorded live TV taping for Chicago Gospel TV, Testify. Also on the Dr. Bobby Jones Gospel in Nashville, you know, reaching the world, you know, with her ministry, man. She's doing an awesome, awesome job, man, you know. Big shout out to Frozen Lott Hayes as she continue to give us beautiful music. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, Landlord, a big shout out to mothers everywhere. People near and far are celebrating mothers during this time of the year for Mother's Day celebrations. And in addition to that, we love and appreciate you mothers everywhere at this time of the year and every moment of every day throughout the year.
Amen, Brother Mike. I concur with you. And I would also love to wish my lovely wife, LaRue Miller, a happy Mother's Day. She is such an amazing mother, and I appreciate that about her. She goes full 100 for her kids, man. Real talk. An awesome mother. And happy Mother's Day to all you wonderful mothers out there, right? God bless you all. Well, at this time, we would like to thank Mr. Lavelle Degree from the famous singing group, The Whispers, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. We would also like to thank you, our faithful listeners, for always taking the time to follow and listen to us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord. And on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. Coming up next is another talented, gifted artist from out of Malawi, Africa. Yes, Malawi. And he goes by the name of Zion the Messenger. Check out his latest single entitled Need You More. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Yeah, yeah, a rooting and writing coming again. Zion, the mercy giant. Yes, sir.
than ever.